First of all, we're going to talk to Philip. And Philip is part of, and I think probably one of the organisers of the Wills Act at the Hills Act, a theatre company. Now, it's obviously a new new organisation being set up. So, Philip, how long has this been in existence?
Well, the Hills Act Theatre Company has been in existence since, I'd say, September 2024. Yep. It's very new, and it's sort of raced along at a fast pace, and so we're trying to catch up with it. But, so very new.
So let's just ask, you were obviously one of the originals of setting it up.
I certainly was, yes. I've been actually trying to do this, Alan, for, I'd say, about 7 years.
Yep.
Never had any luck, and I was talking to a friend of mine, Lawrence Webb, who suggested that we would be a good idea for the town to have a theatre company.
Yep.
So I said, let's get together, have a meeting and see what we can do. He is backing me. I just put an ad on Facebook, and all of a sudden I had all these people contacting me, and very soon we had a play and a company.
Very good. So you've obviously got talented people who wanted to be on the committee and all that. Are they all, I shouldn't say ex-actors, are they all actors and actresses, or did you just get people out of the community as well?
No. We had a meeting and lots of people came, and I expressed the fact that I wanted to start a company. I needed financial help. I needed actors, designers, costumes, sets. It was the whole thing. So I decided that I'd have a meeting, and out of that meeting I got a small committee set up, but more importantly, I had a group of young actors who wanted to do something that had nowhere to go and nowhere to do it in. And telling them this, all of a sudden it seemed like a dream to them. So all of a sudden they came to me, and bang, the company was born.
That's terrific. So, just very quickly, Philip, what's your background? I mean, why were you interested in
theatre?
Why
theatre? Yeah. Okay. Well, I started at very early when I was a teenager with pantomime. I went to the Victorian College of the Arts. Halfway through that, I got a little part in a film that was being directed by David Hemmings. I don't know whether you remember him or not, but I went off and did that, and after that I didn't get back into college, so I sort of gave it a miss. But I still wanted to be part of a theatre. It was in me. So I joined a few amateur theatre groups, and since then I've just been going from one to the other. My last play was The Elephant Man at Lilydale Athenaeum. I think it was about 2 years ago. Right. Now. So I've retired, and I've retired for acting, but my desire and my passion is to start a theatre group, not only for young people, but for the whole of Hillsville. For young people to come where they can't go anywhere else. They can't go to the VCA, they can't go to Lilydale or to NIDA. So I'd like to set up this little theatre, this little home that people can come and feel a part of, and create a little family.
And, I mean, let's face it, to be honest, Hillsville is a little bit isolated, isn't it?
Yes.
There's nothing just down the road other than Lilydale, and I mean, that's a fair little step, and particularly for young ladies at night and young men at night.
Yes.
It can be a bit daunting, so to be able to perform almost in their own town must be terrific for them.
It's great, and they really have taken this on with Plum. They are a great bunch of people, and in fact, they've become a social group as well as being a part
That's
of the
terrific,
theatre
isn't?
Group.
Yeah.
So they get together, play pool at someone's house, and they have lunch together and tea together and different things. But they are just putting on such a great performance for me and dedicated. So I'm sort of hoping that I get a few more people coming along to keep this theatre group going, not just now but into the future.
Into the future.
Yeah.
You've spoken a number of times already about youth, and I know this first play, which we're going to talk about in a few moments, is more of a youth one, but do you see the day when you hope to branch out where you'll have sort of a variety of different sorts of shows?
Oh, definitely. We're looking for a pantomime at the end of the year, and I need a lot of people for that, obviously. It's 30, 35 people. The age group is not important. Any age group at all can come along if they wish to do backstage or on front stage or acting or designing. I'd love them to come along. But the thing with this play, obviously, is that it is a young cast, and so they're just getting into it with such great fervour. It's amazing, really.
And that's fantastic, isn't it? To give the young people the opportunity to be able to perform to their own family and to the wider person. So,
I forgot to say that obviously we would like to do local plays by local writers.
Yep,
that is our aim. Yep. I do have a group of people who are writing us a play at the moment, so I'd like to see Hillsville Theatre Group or the Hills Act Theatre Group becoming a local. A production that's my dream, really. Yeah.
All right, let's just take a step back, though. You mentioned backstage and on stage, and then I don't know front of house and all that. Mm. So, are you part of today? Are you looking for volunteers as well who are prepared to come forward and do those jobs for you?
I am looking for volunteers for this play. Naturally, everything's done, but we're starting a small committee to get a committee going financially and everything else. But we are looking for volunteers. Anybody that can do anything backstage or on the front of the stage. Obviously, if we're going to have these plays at the Memo, they have their own front of stage people to do that. But we do need stage designers, set designers, props, costumes. I have a costume lady, Lisa, and so yes, we do look. We're looking for volunteers for the next play and for the future.
Well, we'll get Philip to give some contact details just around about 12:30. So
yes.
If this is something that you're interested in, why don't you grab a piece of paper and pencil and you'll be able to find out. First of all, Philip, we're talking to Philip from the Hills Act Theatre Group or Company.
Yeah.
You've got a play coming up. Tell us a bit about that, please.
Right, Alan. It's a play called Breathless, written by Deborah Mulhall, who was went in for the Silver Gull Award. Unfortunately, she didn't win, but she was nominated.
Still nominated, yep.
Yep. It is basically a play about four young soldiers from four different wars. So there's World War One, War Two, Vietnam and Iraq. Yep. And it's just showing the camaraderie between the four of them. They're from different eras. But what they go through is basically the same sort of thing when they come home. It's their relationship with their families, with their girlfriends, with their lovers, whatever. And basically touching on the PTSD angle of what happens to soldiers during the war.
Now, when's it on?
It is on at the 27th of April and the 3rd of May 2025.
3rd of May, yeah.
Yep. And it will be presented at the Memo Hall. It's a matinee, 2 p.m.
I was going to say, what's
yes,
2 o'clock?
Yes, yeah. 2 o'clock. Both matinees. Yeah.
And tickets are on sale now? Or?
Tickets will be on sale in a week's time, hope on that. So they'll have to bring the memo and find out whether the tickets are. We are putting up something on the Cultural Tracks website.
Yep.
So as soon as we get the okay from the memo, we go. So I'd say a week. Yeah.
So keep the 27th of April and the 3rd of May from 2 o'clock onwards. Be a great show. Now, apart from being a theatre group, you also want to get the youth involved in other ways too.
Yes, I'd like to see young people come to the company if they have any inkling of being an actor or being involved in the theatre in any shape or form, maybe stage manager or designing, you know, I'm quite happy for them to come along. We'll talk to them, we'll see what they want to do, and I'd like to get them involved in the group in the future, as I want this company to keep going, not just for one play, but, you know, for the future reference.
Yep.
So anyone that feels that they want to be involved, just I'll give me a call or on the website and I will talk to them. Yep.
All right. So now, obviously, these things don't just happen.
No.
And I guess you're looking for sponsors and you've got some sponsors already?
We have. I have asked the Bendigo Bank to sponsor and the Lions, but I have I will be dropping letters off to all the companies and businesses in Healesville, and I will be talking to each one, basically seeing if they would sponsor us in any way. One way of sponsoring is to get a small ad in our program. You know, a certain cost to do that. It will give them a profile, and it will also help us to buy costumes and sets for the next production. Also, if anybody wants to just give us a donation at any stage, that would be really lovely. Yeah. I don't mind that.
If it's tax deductible, I suppose it's not.
Well, no, it's a non-profit community theatre organisation. Yep. I'll make that very clear. Yep. So all monies will go back into the theatre group to pay for everything we need for the production. Nobody's getting paid for this. It's all voluntary. Yep. I must make that a stipulation. And whatever money goes in will be there to help the company grow and hopefully become a integral part of Healesville as a great theatre group that shows quality productions.
Because let's face it, it costs money to build sets, to hire the MIMO. I mean, all these things cost money too, don't they?
And they do, and the MIMO have been wonderful with us. The council have been wonderful. It's been a slog, but we've got through, and I just want to shout out to the MIMO and Rachel and the gang there. Thank you for your support. And we couldn't do that without you, so thank you. Also, the council have been great. We're going for grants, so we're seeing that. And we've been doing this on a shoestring. Basically,
yeah. First one. Yep.
Yes, yes. So the monies that come in have been from a friend's family, and we've just been getting what we have. Does not distract from the quality of the production, might I say. Yep. We're getting the quality to a fine art, we hope.
Philip, how many people are involved? How many actors you've got on this show?
We've got 14. There's 10 main actors. There's the 5 soldiers, and there's the family members. There's Mother, who's very important. Now, Mother is mother to all
of them, is she?
Yes. All of them. And we have 4 extras who you'll figure out why we've got those, but they'll be in the background. But so 14 altogether, yeah.
Did you have trouble finding those actors, or were there plenty around?
I didn't have any trouble at all. I put an ad on Facebook, and basically I just got calls from young people, and then the word went around and they said, I think I know someone who'd be interested in doing this. And so, bang, I had 10 actors within a week.
So obviously there's been a pool of actors, and I call actors both male and female, that are really wanting to be doing something that haven't been able to fulfil their dream, so to speak, and all of a sudden, so it's a great opportunity for them too.
Yes, there's plenty. A few of them have said that they graduated from high school, they've done high school productions, and now there's nowhere to go. So for them to have a home to go to and be involved in has been wonderful for them, and they've said that to me, which is great. The other thing is that I've got a few actors in there that have never actually trodden the boards before.
Have you?
Yes.
And how are they?
And they are going extremely well. Yes, extremely. Yeah. I'm very proud of them.
How often are they rehearsing at the moment?
We rehearse two nights a week.
Two nights a week.
Yes, Tuesday and Sunday. Yep. So, yeah.
They, all these productions, and I should stress to everybody how much work some of these actors put in. So, I mean, some of them, it's apart from, you just say, oh, well, it's just 2 shows, but they could have done 2 months of rehearsal to get to those 2 productions, couldn't they?
Yeah, we've done 4 months. Well, we will be doing 4 months.
Yep.
And I'm glad to say that most of them have learnt their lines already, which is
that's
a bonus.
Terrific.
So they've had a month to do it. So I'm well pleased. So I'm looking for them to be involved in the next production, I hope. And also, as I said, I'm looking for other people that want to get involved. So, yep. Just
now,
give us a ring.
We are now. We're getting very close to 12:30.
Yep.
We told people to have a pen and paper ready, so give us some details of how they can find out more, please, Philip.
Okay, well, you can ring me and 0480 191 058.
Give us that again, please, Philip.
Yep, 0480 191 058.
Yep.
Or you can send me an email on hillsacttheatre@gmail.com.
gmail.com.
That's all lowercase.
Yeah.
And all, yeah, just one word.
I think before you mentioned a website, did you?
We have got a website on Facebook. If you look up Hills Act Theatre Company, you'll see pictures of rehearsal, etc. on there. So, yes. And I will be putting the dates of the ticket sales on there very shortly.
Yep. So it sounds like a great opportunity for people to support it. And look, let's face it, if we don't get behind some of these organisations, they won't be around. Mm. So it sounds like a terrific opportunity for youth, not only now, but well into the future. And I guess there's probably some older people that have retired that maybe have trodden the boards over a period of time. They're now living in Hillsville and love their opportunity to come back and have another shot.
Mm. Yes.
Philip, I wish you well. You're talking about a pantomime later on in the year. Any idea what sort of what it'll be, or you're still in the body?
No. It'll be Aladdin, but not Aladdin as in the Disney version. It'll be the proper Aladdin. But I'm looking for about 35 people, singers, dancers, and things like that. We will have a little setup at the community festival in March. The 8th, the 7th and 8th, so come along and see us there if you want to ask any questions.
Sounds fantastic. Well, as I said, let's all get behind it, because if we don't, these organisers, and if the young people are putting in 3 to 4 months getting themselves ready, I mean, the best we can do is go along and fill the theatre and show them that we really care about all the work they've done.
Oh, definitely. So, yes. So please come along and join us for the show. I'll let you know when the tickets are going on sale.
Sounds good to me. 0480 191 058. That's 0480 191 058. Let's get on board, and thank you, Philip, for your time today.
And thank you, Alan, for letting me speak.
No worries.
Wonderful. Thank you.